Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Matt Glandorf, Artistic Director of Choral Arts Philadelphia and the Philadelphia Bach Festival. This season, Choral Arts has been presenting a series of 18 cantatas that were programmed by Bach himself during the 1734-1735 season. We talked first about the nature of the cantata form.
I think the thing that is so particularly interesting about a cantata is that it uses elements of opera, and particularly by the late 17th and into the 18th century, I would say that the form had developed to have an opening thesis, shall we say, usually sung by the chorus. And then you sort of work out the problem. You have dialogue, you have recitative, you know, as you would in an opera, and then you ponder the issue through an aria or a duet or a trio, and then another recitative, another aria. And so you're trying to work out a particular thematic idea about existence, shall we say, to put it in the most secular of terms, and then usually some kind of a concluding chorale at the end. The beauty of the cantata is that it's almost like psychological drama more than it is any kind of acting out of a plot. It's more the way an essay would be presented.
How often did he compose these?
So that's a very interesting question. Early in his career, when he was in his mid-20s, he was court organist in the Castle of Weimar. At that point in his career, he was elevated to assistant Kapellmeister, so he was composing a cantata once a month on average. So we have about 15 to 20 cantatas that come from that early period in his life. When he arrives in Leipzig in his late 30s, you know, 1723, Bach goes on this unbelievable creative journey where he composes literally a cantata every week. The idea that he was putting together these 20, 25-minute pieces, all of which are masterpieces, you know, on such unbelievably short order, and before the age of copy centers and photocopy machines, you know, his children and his students had to all help assist copying out the parts, you know, for the orchestra, for the choir, all to be rehearsed, and there would probably have been one rehearsal, and then bam, it would have been in the service on Sunday morning. So he was writing a cantata a week, and he did this for about 3 years. So he composed three cycles of cantatas, and what scholars have sort of figured out that really the biggest bulk of these were written in the first 3 or 4 years of his career in Leipzig.
But you're focusing on 1734, right?
1734 and 35.
Okay, so we were just talking about 1723.
Right.
So what happened in the interim, and why do you say that 1734 to 5 is among his most creative periods?
Well, I had to, very practically speaking, settle on a time period. I mean, my first initial idea was, well, why don't we start at the beginning and do all the cantatas that Bach would have composed or performed in the year 1723, the so-called first year or Jahrgang. And, well, that's 60 cantatas. And that was going to stretch our abilities a bit much. So then I started to look, you know, because we have a fairly decent record of what works Bach would have performed throughout his career in Leipzig. And I looked at 1734-35, and I noticed that was the year that the Christmas Oratorio was written. So I thought, well, what did he perform of his own music in that year? And I discovered there was about 18 cantatas that we're fairly certain that he reprised during that time.
So you're looking at 1734 and 1735 and looking at cantatas that he performed that may or may not have been written that year.
That's correct. Composers were always writing in demand. It was like, okay, there's going to be an oratorio performance. Bam, you write the music. You know, you ransack some older pieces. You write some new recitative. You paste it together and you got a new oratorio, for example. Same thing with the operas. People were composing and mounting operas in a kind of a quick succession. But then what happened is that, all right, that's done. Now let's move on to the next project. Bach does something very different, and he's kind of unique in the sense that he always revives older pieces. He takes out the sort of the polish and, like, refines it a little bit. And so the thing that struck me about 34, 35, he's clearly picking works that he felt were worthy of reperformance. And that's something that was a little unusual for the time. And so there are a few works that were filled in here and there where he felt that he needed to bridge a gap. But the fact that he chose these particular 18 cantatas in that year cycle, I think, is significant. And as we're discovering, it's just, I mean, the richness and the variety of these compositions is just astonishing.
Do you feel as if you're getting greater insight into who Bach was as a person?
I'm not sure about that. That's a very good question. I think that the idea of music being autobiographical is something that we don't see until the idea of Beethoven. Where really Beethoven is, to me, is a composer who stands out as somebody who is expressing things from a truly personal point of view. And he's saying, all right, I'm going to show you this experience that I'm having, whether it's my view of nature in the Pastoral Symphony or, you know, in the Pathetique, and you know, you can see some autobiographical issues going on. Musicians of the 17th and 18th century were grounded in the study of rhetoric. I mean, this was a subject matter that they would have studied in school. So they would have had, you know, grammar, logic, and then rhetoric. So how to spell, how to basically construct a sentence, how to create a thought process that is logical. And then the third part of the art form is how it's presented. And music of this time period is referred to as being rhetorical. And that's what the cantatas are about. It's sheer rhetoric. It is like a great actor or a group of actors getting up and acting out a scene for you. It's like a Shakespeare soliloquy in the same sense, right?
So in studying what Bach chose to perform in this one year, what have you learned about, if not Bach the person, Bach the musician?
Well, I think what Bach relates in the cantatas in a way is, I think, even better than autobiography. What he's doing is he's saying, look, here are all of our human experiences that we all share in common, and here I'm going to relay this to you in a way that you can connect with. And I think that's what the rhetorician's art is, and to be able to evoke empathy in the listener. So he's not trying to confuse us, not trying to confound us. He's not trying to write music that's going to throw us off or to show off, you know, how smart and brilliant he is. He's trying to say, look, this is the human condition. This is what it's like. These are the things that are going to challenge you in life, and I'm going to write about that in a way that you can connect with. That's, I think, the thing that's so phenomenal about Bach. And frankly, music of this time period. And he just, I think, happened to do it better than just any of his contemporaries.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.